Hi, my name is Nick Saba.
And I'm Jay Patel.
And we are here to read our children's book titled New Friends. The cover of this book shows five friends holding portraits of themselves. From left to right, they are Johnny, Lily, Bridget, Alex, and Cindy. Page one.
Dedicated to Andrew Saba and the autistic youth community.
Page two.
Good morning, class, Miss Honeysworth said to her third grade class. Good morning, Miss Honeysworth, they replied.
The image on page two shows Miss Honeysworth standing in front of her class. Alex sits on the right and next to an empty desk. A female classmate sits on the left. The whiteboard behind Miss Honeysworth reads, Good morning. Page three.
Before we get started on our lesson today, I want to introduce you all to a new student. Bridget, could you come up to the front of the class for me, please? A blonde girl slowly walked from the corner of the room up to the front of the class while looking down at her feet. This is Bridget. She just moved here. Make sure to welcome her.
In the image on page three, we see the same scene as on the last page, except this time, Bridget stands in front of the class, to the right of Miss Honeysworth, who is introducing her. Page four.
Can Bridget sit next to me? Asked a student named Alex. Bridget is my friend. She just moved in next door to me. Of course, replied Miss Honeysworth. Bridget took her seat next to Alex.
On this page we see Alex, a brown-eyed, brown-haired boy, sitting at his desk with his hand raised, ready to ask his question. Page five.
Alex's father had told him that Bridget has autism. He explained that autism is a mental condition that makes people think and act differently. Bridget might have trouble making friends and be a bit different from the other kids, but she is still a child who wants to have fun with her friends. Alex leaned over to her and whispered, At recess, you can meet my friends. They are all really nice. Alex noticed that Bridget seemed nervous about meeting his friends, so he reassured her, Don't worry, I'm sure you'll get along with them.
Next, we turn to page six, where we see a photo of Alex and Bridget sitting at their desks. Alex is sitting at the desk to the right of Bridget. He is looking over at her and smiling at her, but Bridget is looking down at her desk.
Alex smiled his nicest smile at her, but Bridget kept looking at her papers.
Page seven.
The morning passed quickly, and before they knew it, the bell was ringing to go to recess. Come on, let's play, Alex said.
Page 7 illustrates a golden school bell ringing. Page 8.
Alex and Bridget walked outside for recess together. Alex told her all about the teachers and the school as he led her to a small group of students. These are my friends. Hey, y'all, meet Bridget. She just moved into my neighborhood. Bridget, this is Cindy, Johnny, and Lily. Hi, Bridget. Nice to meet you, said Cindy, who was wearing a really pretty green dress. Hey, Bridget, said Johnny, who wore a cool hat. Howdy, Bridget, said Lily, who had hair as red as fire.
The illustration on page 8 shows the three students as they wave to the audience. From left to right, they are Cindy, Johnny, and Lily. Cindy has pigtails and is wearing a green dress. Johnny has a red baseball cap. Lily has red hair. Page 9.
Bridget noticed that Johnny was in a wheelchair, and this surprised her. Seeing her surprise, Johnny explained, I have a disability that makes it to where I can't walk, so I have to use a wheelchair to get around. But it doesn't stop me from having fun. Let's play a game.
Page 9 shows Johnny's empty wheelchair. Page 10.
Yes, agreed the group. Lily held up a piece of chalk. Can we play tic-tac-toe, she asked. The group smiled and nodded, eager to begin their recess.
The illustration on page 10 shows Lily's thought bubble containing a tic-tac-toe game. In this, blue X's have won against the red O's by completing three in a row down the left side of the grid. Page 11. Page 11 shows Lily verbally explaining the game to Bridget, who continues to look at the ground, confused. Page 12.
I don't remember how to play. Can you explain it, please? Cindy asked. Lily explained how to play tic-tac-toe to the group again, and everyone seemed to understand. Do you get it? Lily asked Cindy. Yeah, I want to play first, Cindy shouted. Do you want to play with me, Bridget? But Bridget didn't respond. Lily saw that Bridget looked confused. Do you know how to play, Bridget? She asked. Bridget continued to look confused. Does she know how to play? Lily asked Alex. Alex replied, Bridget has autism. That means that her brain works a little differently from ours. Sometimes, things need to be explained to her a little slower or repeated a couple of times. Try explaining it again, but slower this time. Lily nodded her head in understanding and went through the game again with Bridget, but much slower.
Page 13.
Once Lily finished, Bridget's face brightened up and she excitedly started playing with Cindy. Whenever Bridget would win a game, she would start humming loudly in excitement. At first, Lily thought this was weird. But then Cindy won a game and exclaimed, Yay! While jumping up and down. Lily realized that Bridget humming wasn't weird. It was just her way of celebrating, just like how jumping was Cindy's way of celebrating.
We then move on to page 14, which depicts Cindy jumping up in the air, smiling and raising her hands happily. To her right, Bridget sits cross-legged, humming and clapping her hands. Page 15.
I want to do something else, said Cindy after a few games of tic-tac-toe. Oh, I know, said Lily. We can go play on the monkey bars. The group all seemed excited, except for Johnny, who looked sad. You guys go ahead without me, said Johnny. I'm just going to keep playing with the chalk. The rest of the friends then realized that Johnny could not play in the monkey bars because he was constrained to his wheelchair. The group seemed unsure what to do until Alex said, Let's go play in the flowers. Johnny immediately perked up and agreed, so everyone went to a nearby patch of flowers. Bridget picked a dandelion and put it behind Johnny's ear and giggled, It makes you look pretty. Johnny appreciated the gesture, and in return, he picked two dandelions and handed one of them to Bridget.
We then move on to page 16, which depicts Bridget standing next to Johnny. Both of them are smiling and laughing. Page 17.
Here, let me show you something really cool, Johnny said. If you take a dandelion and gently blow on it like this, the puffs fly away. Watch! Johnny then blew on his dandelion, and Bridget watched as the puffs flew away and started to giggle. Now you try it, Johnny said. So Bridget blew on her dandelion and happily hummed as the white dandelion puffs floated off into the wind.
Page 17 depicts a silhouette of a dandelion. It is shown blowing into the wind. Page 18.
It's time to come inside for art class, kids, called Miss Honeysworth. Johnny noticed that Bridget seemed sad about having to go back inside. We get to go to art class next, said Johnny. You will love it. We get to paint and draw and have tons of fun. Bridget smiled. She liked to paint and draw. Come sit by me, said Lily. We can all sit together. That way we can have tons of fun, exclaimed Alex.
Page 18 shows a silhouette of the playground. Miss Honeysworth is depicted calling out to the playing children. Johnny and Bridget are seen looking at her. Page 19. Page 19 depicts the classroom scene again from the first couple of pages. This time, Bridget is now sitting at the once empty desk to the right of Alex. Miss Honeysworth has self-portraits written on an easel in front of the whiteboard. Page 20.
They all sat together, still laughing and smiling from the fun they had at recess. Hello again, class, said Miss Honeysworth cheerfully. Are we excited for art class? Yes, the class responded. Lovely. Today we'll be using a paintbrush to paint a picture of ourselves, Miss Honeysworth said. Bridget looked at the three globs of red, blue, and yellow paint that Miss Honeysworth had put in front of her. She began to mix and move the paint with her fingers. Remember, we can use our primary colors to make every other color, Miss Honeysworth continued. Does everyone remember how to make purple? Hands shot up all over the room. Red and blue, the students answered. What about orange? Asked Miss Honeysworth. Bridget, do you know how to make orange? Bridget did not answer. She was humming as she mixed and moved the paint on her plate. She liked the way it felt and the way the colors mixed. On her plate, she had painted a rainbow.
This is page 21, which depicts a paper plate shown with a rainbow of colors mixed together. Page 22.
Wow, exclaimed Johnny. Bridget knows how to make all of the colors. That is wonderful, Bridget, applauded Miss Honeysworth. You have a real talent for painting. Can you help me do that? Cindy asked Bridget. Yes, yes, she replied, laughing.
Page 22 depicts Bridget smiling and humming as she shakes her hands above her head in excitement. Page 23.
At the end of class, Miss Honeysworth took a picture of each student holding up his or her self-portrait. Bridget held up her portrait and smiled from ear to ear as she hummed.
Page 23 depicts a camera shown from the front, ready to snap a photo. Page 24.
School was almost over, and all the students began to line up at the door. Miss Honeysworth, can you take a picture of me and Bridget? Asked Alex. And me, shouted Cindy. And me, yelled Johnny. I want to be in the picture, too, exclaimed Lily. Everyone can be in the picture, said Miss Honeysworth. Bridget hummed. New friends, she sang happily.
Page 24 depicts the same five friends shown on the cover, each holding a self-portrait of themselves. From left to right, they are Johnny, Lily, Bridget, Alex, and Cindy. All of them are smiling very happily, happy to have their new friends.